So we left off yesterday. We have discovered a machlokes in Rishonim, or tzfekes in Rishonim, Diyunim in Tosfim, Rashi, back and forth, about whether there is a possibility of having a Toyin Tanis Ganav by cases of Shoal, cases of Shomer Socher, which at first glance don't lend themselves to Toyin Tanis Ganav, because Tanis Ganav will always be Chayav, so you're never going to get to the point of potentially having a Toyin Tanis Ganav paying Kefil. But we can create possible scenarios of Toyin Tanis Ganav, such as Gnev Bebailim, that may be an acceptable taina to Pater, that will be an acceptable taina to Pater to Shol and Shomer Socher. Can such a taina result in a Toyin Tanis Ganav? So it's unclear. Rashi seems to say no. Tosfos in one place says yes, Tosfos in another place says not sure. So what's the issue? So we spent a lot of time yesterday discussing the Ketosah's understanding of the sugya. So basically, the Ketosah said this is not a Toyin Tanis Ganav sugya. This is a Shavuos Hashomrim sugya. Namely, if you have a Shavuos Hashomrim, then you have a Toyin Tanis Ganav. And if you don't have a Shavuos Hashomrim, then you don't have a Toyin Tanis Ganav. Do you have a Shavuos Hashomrim here? So it's unclear because this is not a Shavuos Hamur B'Torah. On the other hand, maybe we can extrapolate it from the different Shavuos Hashomrim Hamur B'Torah. So it's a little bit unclear. Now, even at the end, the Ketosah threw a curveball by saying that you could theoretically have a case, the Cholodeis, where you would have a Toyin Tanis Ganav, not a Kovetz Finish, but that wouldn't suffice. That's the Gemara in the end of the Vakam, but a Shavuos Gilgul Shavuos would suffice, and especially with reference to the Tosfos beginning pack, Merubah to such an effect. So putting aside that little quirk in the end of the Ketosah, the issue really does ultimately boil down to, is there a Shavuos or not a Shavuos? It's interesting because at the very end, the Ketosah points out that if that's the issue in the Rishonim, so this issue has been debated a long time ago. It's actually a machlekes in the Rishalmi. He dug up the Rishalmi, but actually quotes the machlekes about this very point. Is there, when a shoal or a shomer socher tainis bailim, does he take a shvuah? Does he not take a shvuah? So Ketosah says, if the whole machlekes of Rishonim only hinges upon that point, so it's a little bit strange that the Rishonim didn't reference that the Rishalmi itself talks about that point. So whether or not this case ultimately depends on those two opinions in the Rishalmi. But again, that's the, with all the loose ends of the Ketosah's Pshat, that is the Ketosah's Bia Badover in this Machlekes Risham, in the Suffolk, in the Tosfos. Yeah.
According to Rashi, why would he say Lazdaf, but why wouldn't he say the one case where there is?
You mean Gilgul?
Yeah.
No. You're right. Right. The one crazy wild case, that's Ketosah's left hanging, that case would exist to call the holiday. That's right. So Kedalon Diyar Sameach, and he offers a different shot in the entire Sugya. Says Yer Sameach, the issue is not Shavuos Hashomrim. That is not the point here. There is not going to be a Shavuah. There's not going to be a Shavuah. So isn't that a end of discussion? It's dead on arrival. If there's no Shavuah, then there's no Toyin Tanis Ganav. What do you mean? How can we even be discussing whether there's Kefil or there's no Shavuah? So comes Yer Sameach and raises the following Shiloh. There's a Gemara later on in Bava Kamma that derives from Sukkim. There's a parsha of Toyin Tanis Ganav paying Kefil. Yishalim Shnayim Reyum, Matzagorav Shnayim Shnayim, Yishalim Shnayim Reyum. There is a din. Again, if you just read Pashas Mishpatim through the eyes of a Karoy or a Tzduki or something, you may not have picked this up. But if you open up your eyes to the Tosha Bapeh, so you'll realize that licked in between the lines of Pashas Mishpatim is this parish, is this din of Toyin Tanis Ganav paying Kefil. So the Gemara itself raises the question, what is necessary to create Toyin Tanis Ganav? How much of a claim must the Shomer make to be, get that title called the Toyin Tanis Ganav to potentially subject him to the Knas of Kefil? So comes the Gemara and says, Yocho, I might think that once he's Kefir, once I come to him and I say, where's my animal? And he says, it was stolen. Yocho, at that point, he gets the potential title of Toyin Tanis Ganav. And if Edom come at that moment, so then he becomes Chayav Kefil, Yocho, I would say that. Because after all, what does the Torah use? Remember, Spashas Mishpat. What phrase does the Torah use to introduce Toyin Tanis Ganav? Vinikrav?
Balabai.
All it says is Vinikrav. So Vinikrav just means that I'm taking him to a Din Torah. It means I'm saying that, give me back my animal. And what are you saying? No, it was stolen. So I might think Yochel at that point, it's already subject to a Parsha of Toyin Tanis Ganav, Edom Kram, Talmud Loimar. Im lo shalach yadav leches re'eyu, gizei reshava from im lo shalach by where? Remember from by shomer socher and vash state by shomer socher. What is the shomer socher? What's the magic words? Shavuos Hashem tia ben shnehem. So it's got to be derech Shavuos Hashem. It's got to be a shvuah. So the Gemara derives from this series of reshavas and pesukim etc. that an absolute chayt lo yavar prerequisite for kefil toward that of ganav is nishba. Only if and when you nishba does the Toyin Tanis Ganav Mishalim Kefil. If not, he's just a Kefir B'Alma, And there is no kefil, even if he's caught red-handed a minute later by Yehidim. That's chayk v'le'yavar. Almost chayk v'le'yavar. Says the Yosemech, yesh lachkor, what's the nature of this din? What is the nature of this halacha that the Torah says it's not enough just to be kefir, you have to be kefir, and then you have to be nishba, and then and only then Yehidim have to come, and then we say yechayek kefil. Why is this requirement of nishba so critical? So yesh lachkor, says the Yosemech, one can understand in one of two ways. Either one can understand a kipshutai. What would it mean kipshuto? That what's the mechayev of the knas? The mechayev of the knas is the shvuah sheker. Like every other knas that the Torah has a mechayev. Let's say the marshal, back to the ksubas, third parak days, right? Who were the sing ksubas? No, before you taught ksubas. It's been so many years. Yesterday we had a reshiva meeting. So we were reminiscing about all those different sechtas that we learned 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Trying to figure out what we're learning next year. So let's, so tzva'i, not yet to be released. So there was so much discussion about what we've been learning in the past years. So somebody said, we learned Ksubas 5 years. 5 years ago? You've almost 8 years ago. Last time we learned Pavakama, 20 years. So many. It's hard to believe. Time just flies as you're having fun in a yeshiva. So what's the nature of the din of nishba? So every knas has a mechayev. So what's the mechayev of 50 shekel? Einis mefata. What's the mechayev of dalal behei? Tvicha mechira. What's the mechayev of normal kefil? Maisa geneva. What's the mechayev of the funny kefil of Toyin Tanis Ganov? Shvuas. Shvuas nignava. The shvuas shek of nignava. So the pashup shot is that the reason why the nature of the din that nishba is necessary is that the shvua is the mechayeves hakenas. Well, maybe no. Maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe there's another beer. What's the other beer, says the Yosemech? Very razzle dazzle beer. It's not really the shvua that's the mechayeves the kenas. What else on this board may be the mechayeves the kenas? The kmira. I say to you, give me back the animal, and you tell me a bubba mice that was stolen. You're kaifa b'mamon. So it could be that the kfir is mechayev the kenas. So why do you need, why does the Torah Kadesh say you need a shvua? What's the answer, by say? What's the answer? If the kfir is, the etzem a kfir is the mechayev the kenas, what do you need a shvua for? Because kolzman what? Kolzman you have it what? You have him in nishba what? It's not a real kfir yet. The kfir is not nigmar yet. Kol's mind that the opportunity exists was still still being done. The case is still open in court. The file hasn't been closed. Kol's mind the shvu hasn't been administered. So the fact that you were kaifer, that was a joke. You could easy come, easy go, change your mind a second later. So this is felt enough, that means it's chaser. It's lacking, it's insufficient kfirah. So the shvua is not a separate independent mechayev, but if you want to put it in real brisket terminology, the shvua is a what to the kfirah? It's a shear in kfira. It's a way of measuring. It's a barometer to measure. Was there a sufficient kfira or not? So it's a very brisk ar samech. So one could argue that's not the shvua gufa that's the mechaev. The shvua is simply a way to measure whether the kfira was a sufficient kfira. So according to the second side, it's really the kfira mechaeves hakenas. And you require a shvua. Shvua is magala. Share nigbara hakfira. My nafkamina. What's the difference? At the end of the day, you need a shvua. What's the difference? There's up to zoy, there's up to zoy. And what's the answer? By say, what would the din be if you have a kfira and it's a type of a kfira that doesn't carry with it what? A shvua. It's a kfira that the Torah says the file is closed, the case is closed without a shvua. The kfira is sufficient. So says the Yosemech, that would be the test case. So if you hold that Shvua is a chayk v'layava, that's the mechayev, so then in the absence of a Shvua, it's done, it's finished. There's no kenas of kefil. But if you hold that the Shvua is not an end-all, the Shvua is just simply a way of measuring whether you had a sufficient kvira, but medevam amurim, when the opportunity for Shvua exists, but Shvua is not on the radar screen, so then the kvira itself can complete the job. It could create a chiv of kefil. So says the Yosemech, maybe that's the issue that the Rishonim are debating. That's good for the Machlokes of Rishonim. Why? Unlike the Ktzois who said that the Machlokes of Rishonim is there a Shvuas by Levimo Imo or not? Is that a Shvua Mor B'Torah? Says the Yosemech, that is not a Shvua Mor B'Torah. And that is not going to happen. It's not going to play out. The normal protocol of things is, if I say, where's the animal, and you say it was Nigna B'Bailim, so that's it. You just say of a Bailam. There's no Shvu. Shvu mandocha shmei. There's no Shvu satera of Bailam. The only Shvu satera, the only Shvu satera recognized in the Pash of Shemim is Shvu shelo posha for Shemachinam, Shvu shelo nenas for Shvu shelo nignav, whatever for Shemisachar. Shvu Bailam Vimo just doesn't register on the radar screen. So there's never going to result in a Shvu'ah. So Kumpi Yotze Mechem says, Abazoi, that's never going to result in a Shvu'ah. So then I understand very well why somebody showed him and say, aha, the guy was kaifer. It's never going to result in a Shvu'ah. That is enough for material for what din to kick in? What din can now kick in? Toitan is Ganav. Kaifel. I there's no Shvu'ah. So what? You don't need a Shvu'ah. If the goal is of the Shvu'ah is just to be Megala, that Nigma HaKfira, B'chiyagavnu, where Shvu'ah doesn't play a role, so it's a Nigma HaKfira with Kfira alone. And therefore, once the Kfira was registered, and they didn't close the case, and there's nothing else to discuss, and then a week later, Adam would come and say the guy was stolen himself, that's going to be subject to Tzadin HaKfira. Whereas the other Rishonim, the Rashi, or the Tzadin HaKfira, didn't have a comment on Zayin, it says, no, that maybe Shema, maybe there's no din of Toyin Tanis Ganav, there's no kefil for Shvuas Bailim. Maybe those Rishonim hold that you need the Shvuah to be Mechayev the Kenas. Without the Shvuah, there's nothing to discuss. Either is no Shvuah, good, tough luck. If there's no Shvuah, then there's no Kenas altogether. So maybe that's the Kudus Machloikis. So unlike the Ktzais, who put the Machloikis, the Suffolk in the Rishonim, within the Hilcha Shvuah, it's all revolving around, is there a Shvuas Hashem or Bailim Imo or not? According to the Sebech, everyone's conceding there's no such thing as Shvuas Bail of Ibo. Though those Rishonim were saying there could be Knas, they're advancing the theory there could be Knas even without a Shvuah of Bail of Ibo. Even that Shvuah doesn't exist, you can have Knas anyway.
If we say that the Shvuah is a Shir in the Kfira, then even in the case where you don't have the Shvuah, what is different about the Kfira? That the Kfira alone.
Kfira means it closed the day, closed the case is over.
So.
No, when the Torah says, come to Beis Din, let's finish up the job, we won't close the file until the Shavuot takes place, so they close man that you haven't taken the Shavuot, the Kfir is not complete. But if the Torah doesn't have it as an option, so once the Kfir is done, Beis Din Paskei your Potter, walk away. That's it.
So the question of Gilgul Shavuot be Shaiach
here also. So it means in theory you could create, right, maybe, the same issue, right? No, but once he says Bebailim, then he's Takapotter. If he doesn't say Bebailim, then of course he's Chad, there's no case. If he says it was Digna Bebailim. No, but he has to have a Kfir that's pottering him. Kfir means he's denying the allegations with an explanation as to why he's Potter. So normally the reason why you're Potter is because that wasn't Peshech, because it wasn't Nignav, whatever it was. But if here I'm coming forward and I'm saying that, I'm putting with Baal of Imo, and then it turns out that I'm the one who stole it, so then I lied in Beis Din. So I didn't take a Shvuah in Beis Din, but I lied in Beis Din. So according to that Tzad in the Yosemeach, that Shvuah is not really absolutely necessary, so then maybe there would be 20 times Ganav.
I think it's special, you know, 20 times Ganav. At the end of the day, he stole.
Because it was Boli of the Beit Eira. That's what we said yesterday. That at the end of the day, he didn't do a Maestik Ganav. No, he didn't. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. But he didn't do anything. The animal was given to Meheter. He didn't do anything.
Are there any other ways to solidify your Kfira, like besides the Shvuah? Like, let's say you took Shvuah like by yourself.
But we said a Kafat doesn't really make a difference.
Well, if you didn't mean, we don't really need like the Shem Shvuah like from yesterday.
So you want to argue that if this time the Yosemech is right, so how come Kafat isn't good enough? Yeah, that's the type of cash against the Yosemech. He has a razzle dazzle mahalach to explain it, but we can leave it out. What's the matter? Give me a copy to the kasha. What?
Nothing.
Someone else's kasha? Who's kasha? Okay. So Rabbeisai, the stipler in that same piece when he addressed the Sosamech, he has another aura on the Sosamech. There are Rishonim b'feirush, and we should be familiar with them because we just talked about them yesterday, who say, Temmalei, that the Shvuah is the Mechayevus as a Kenas. It's not just the Kfira with the Shvuah Megala, Shnigma Kfira. Bring me a Rishon from yesterday Shia who says, Pem Malei, that even in the absence of requirement of a Shvuah, There's never going to be a din of Tarnas Tanis Ganav. Bring me a raya from yesterday's shiur. Bring me a raya that there are some Rishonim who for sure hold this is a chayk v'lo yavar. Shua's necheves kenas. We didn't talk about too many things yesterday. Which choices? Good guess.
No.
Tosin Baba Kama, another good guess. Wrong Baba. Tosin Baba Kama, Dav Samach Beis. That's Chazer. What was Tosin Kasha Samach Beis? The Gemara tells us that how do you know there's no Knas of Toyin Tanis Ganav on Karka? So the Gemara, Kutah Posuk, da 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 X, Y, and Z. Frank says, the Kasha, no, what's the Kasha? Let's hear the Kasha. What do you need a Posuk for? Tepuk Lewat. There's no Shvu anyway. So Taisa starts going wild to find it's a kofar. No, let's do it. Oh, it's a gilgal. Oh, let's turn the whole world upside down to find the shvuah. According to the Samech Tzad, what should we say? Kushu mekar leisa. What? You're right. There is no shvuah in karka. You know, chinami. Any shvuah nachar kos. And that's dafka why we could have been mechayiv you kenas for toyin tanis ganav without a shvuah. Because if the Samech Tzad is right, that shvuah it's not really a mechayev, it's a kenas. That really it's the kvir that's mechayev, it's a kenas. You only need shvua when the Torah introduces it, but in a situation where the Torah doesn't address it, in the case of the Torah doesn't, it's not mitiyaches to the shvua, so then the kvir carries the day by itself. That should have been the easy answer to Taisa's kasha. What did Taisa say? What did need a pasuk to tell me that there's no kefa by Torah and Tanis Gav? Typically there's no shvua. You're right, the Taka is no Shvuah. And that's exactly why I would have thought, because there's no Shvuah, I would have thought there is Torah Tanis Ganav with Kfir alone. Come out Shvuah that there's none. So why did Taisa have to go backwards and forwards and look around for Kofas and Yugos and Maislach yesterday? Taisa should have just simply said, the Kfir is Mechavis HaKenaz, Shvuah Megala Shedigmar Kfirah. So the type, you see clear from Taisa. Again, maybe other Rishon disagree with this Taisa, but you see clear from this Taisa in Bava Kama, Sebech Beis, that Tosfos understood the Shvuah is an absolute chayk v'lo yavar. There's no way to get around it, and therefore Tosfos was forced to find a case. At first they had a failed attempt. They thought Kofetz was good enough. Then they had a successful attempt through the realm of Gilgal Shvuah. Okay, so again, so this is the second deal in what's going on here. So far we have two different issues in the Gedolei Achronim. What is the machlokes? What is the suffix of Tosfos about Toyin Tanis Ganav v'Tainas Bailim? So either according to the Ktzais, it's an issue of, it's basically a Shvuah issue, namely, is there Shvuas by Levima or not? Does that Shvuah exist in the Torah? According to Yosemeach, that's not the issue. According to Yosemeach, it's really a subject to wonders in within the din of Shvuah, the Toyin Tanis Ganav, what's the nature of that? Is it an independent, is it the Bechayeves, or just the Shear of Kfirah? Okay? So far so good. Comes a Sameach again and offers an alternate Pshat in the Sugya. Sameach number two, Pshat number three. That the Suffolk of the Rishonim does not lie in Hilchos Shvuos, does not even lie in Hilchos Toyin Tanis Ganav. It lies in a different area of Halacha Legamri. What other area of Halacha have we not really addressed? We've talked all about it, but we haven't really talked enough about it. We've referenced it and alluded to it, but we haven't really got to the heart and soul of it. What is that? What is and what is not Baal Avimo? What is the nature of the Ptur Baal Avimo? I'm not talking about the philosophical nature and there's 15 different reasons the Mefarshim and Chumash give for it. I'm talking about halachically the Ptur Baal Avimo. I have one fundamental Chakira to ask. It's the most obvious Chakira in the Sugya. It's the most obvious Chakira the minute you open up the 8th paragraph of Bav Metzi and you start learning about Shavu Shana Babaylim. You must ask this question or else you miss the boat. What is the question? What's the question, Rabbi Yisai? Sheila Babaylim. Shmir Babaylim. Sheila Babaylim. Although it appears in the Chumash on by Sheila, the Tesh Rapeh applies it to all the Shomrim. Sheila Stesh Liv Shmir Babaylim. What's this Chakira, Rabbi Yisai? Name that Chakira. Is it a hump or is it a rump? If you say Gavri Chavs, you can go home.
Is it you're not a Shomer anymore, or is it you're still Shomer, but you're not responsible?
Oh, perfect. Avi, you're really two for two, okay? They make them very smart in Bergenfield. So we have two, must be the rabbi in the shul. Okay. So comes the Yosemech and says, Yaduam Afursam, Chakira, the most Kadmada in the world, the Elamai Yeshivis, what is the nature of the Din of Shmir Bebailim? Is Shmir Bebailim a Chiddush HaTorah that you are not a Shomer? The reason why you're Potter is because you're Potter, not a Shomer. And again, you want to philosophize about why not Yishalom there? I could hear somebody even giving some kind of a logical reason. What would the logical reason sound like? Something like, well, the owner's there. I was like, well, what do you mean he hired you to what? He's standing there. He's watching it. So what, I'm not really watching it. Now, again, that may not be so perfect, that reason, because it happens to be that the Dishma Rabbanu applies even what?
He's not there.
Even if he's not there, he's working somewhere else. He may not even be working at the time that the onus happened, as long as he was working for you at the time of the She'elah, the Gemara says, that's also called Shemir B'Bailim. So the reason may not be perfect. So the Hashkaf, the sermon of the rabbi in the morning, may not be in sync with the Halacha Shia, not the first, not the last time. You know, very often, you know, rabbi gets up, gives these grandiose drushes about the whole philosophy of a paraduma, and then you learn a Mishnah's part a little bit, and you realize that none of it really matches up to anything. Well, the basic idea is there. You know, the basic theory is there. Give or take 98%. So, the basic idea of Shmir B'Bailim lines up to mean that he's not really a Shomer. It's Paka Din Shomer, Paka Din Shmira. Or do I say, no, Ma Pitahum, it's a Paka Din Shmira? What is it? What Avi said so eloquently, it's a what? What is it, Avi? It's a Ptur. Of course you're a shame Shomer. Okay, I said before, don't say Gavr, say Gavr. You are a Gavr of a Shomer. It's not poker from you, a shame shomer. It isn't nice a shmira you're doing. It's a shomer with a ptur. There's a lot of pturim for shomer. A shomer chidim, the moshel is poter, ungeneva. A shomer zok is poter, anointed. A shomer is poter, meisabakas malocha. So there are certain pturim, notwithstanding the fact that you're a shomer. So this is a across the board, universal ptur, called she'ela shmir b'bailim. Even though you have a chaloy shame as a gavra of a shomer, what you're doing is an act of shmira, you're a shomer with a ptur. So it's not clear, is this a hafka in the etzem din shmira? Or is this just a p'tur the details, b'dinei shmira, but the basic fundamental shem you do have still. My nafkamina, oh nafkamina, all the nafkaminas in the world. No, what's the nafkamina? The parish of Tolentan is Ganav. Remember we said, and Dr. Berman asked me this a few minutes ago, and someone hacked me about this yesterday, that Tolentan is Ganav is not a Ganav. If he would really truly be a Ganav, then I wouldn't need what? I wouldn't need the parish of Tolentan is Ganav. So the reason why he's not a Ganav, because he didn't do Maisa Ganeva. It was Bali Yad Be'Teira. So it's Bali Yad Be'Teira, I need a Chiddush HaTeira that he's a Tolentan is Ganav. So you have to have all the credentials, you have to have an incomplete, total, all the prerequisites necessary to be a Tolentan is Ganav. So what are some of the prerequisites to be a Tolentan is Ganav? We learned a few already. One of them was, you need a Kfira. What was another one we said? You need a Shavua. But before we even discuss a kfir and a shvua, what do you have to have? What's the first thing on your resume? You have to be a shomer. If you're not a shomer, let's say I come to you and I say, my animal, my shore, where is it? And you respond, I never met you before. I have no idea who you are. You never gave me an animal to watch. And I say, you're right, no, I never asked you to watch my animal. I never met you either. I want to know, where's my animal? And you make up a bubamita story that, oh, your animal was stolen. And you swear to that effect. That's a Tolentan is Ganav. If it's true that you stole it, you may be chayav al swat. You may be a real Ganav, but one thing you ain't is a what? You're not a Tolentan is Ganav. A Tolentan is Ganav means that you, listen to the words, to'ein ta'anat ganav. You are claiming. You are responding to the claim of the other person by responding by saying that it was a geneva. Why do you have to respond? If I walk to base and I say, my animal was stolen, you don't have to respond to that claim unless you're my what? Unless you're my shomer. So it is clear as day that we can't even discuss, unless it says the first line in your resume, ich bin a shomer, so there's no pasha tolentan is ganav. So says the Yosemech in Pshat number 2, if you hold that tolentan is ganav, if you hold that shelim b'bailim is pocket in shmira, so then, obviously, there's no parsha of Tolentan is Ganav here. Then he's a stranger. He's not a shomer. But if you hold that he fundamentally is a shomer, it's just that he has certain pturim. So good. That is the person who is eligible to become a Tolentan is Ganav. So unlike the Ktzoyzes pshat that the issue licked in Uchas Shavuos HaShomerim, unlike the Osamech's first pshat that the issue licked in the Mechayev of the Shavuot Tolentan is Ganav, Osamech pshat number 2. Is that the Shaila depends upon what is the nature of Bailim? Is the Ptur Bailim a Hafka or just a Ptur Bialma? So, what's the answer to this question? Now we have Rishonim lining up on this. Rashi is saying one thing, Tosis is saying something else, Tosis is another place in the Masulbuk. Do we have any other Mekaris to go on this topic? So much of the discussion about this revolves around the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, the seventh in the Maamar Kaimas. Hopefully everybody got a chance to see it. The Rambam writes, he's just told you the basic dinim of Shomrim, and he just quoted you the Mishnah in Bav Metzia, and Mishnah Pirat and Shavuos, that there's no Shmira on Kakos of Adam and Shtaros. Okay? The Yotz of Adam Kakos of Shtaros, that if I give you a piece of karka to watch and something happens, there's no din of Shmira. And there's no Shvua, there's no Chiyuv L'Shalim, nothing. Zero. How do you know? It's all based on the same Sukkim, Kishi, Yishareel, Kesvo, Kalim, Asbi, Dabi, Batalta, Lugu, for a moment, fine. That's so far, so good. Look the Rambam, Yerali. When you see the words in Yerali, you know we're already in for something interesting. Because Yerali, the Rambam, is already committing to telling you that doesn't appear in the Gemara what he's about to say. This is his own Chiddush, Yerali. I give you an Eved to watch, and you're Peshe in the Eved. So the Rambam starts off by saying, Yechayev L'Shalim. For what? What are you Chayev for? I just got finished telling you you're not a Shomer. Says the Rambam. She'eino pata bi'avadu v'kakos ashtaras, elu midin gneva v'avedu meisa v'chayetze behen. B'med v'amamurim, the Mishnah says that there's no Chayev for avadu v'kakos ashtaras. That's only l'gabi the dinim of gneva. Or the guy who did of Einsev, all the different chiyuv, all the chilukei dinim, whether it's a chiyuv to pay for Shem Mesach, whether it's a chiyuv to be nishma for Shem Mechinam, all the dinim of Pashas Mishpatim, Shem Hoya Shem Mechinam, Matatla, Venigwa, Ovdu Yeshava, Vyavadu, Kikos, Vyashtar, Spatim Mishvua. Vechene Hoya Shem Mesach, Shem Mesham Gedev, Vyavad, Matatla, and Potim Mesham Elu. Avalzik the Ram Yerali, Avali Poshaba, Chayav the Shalem. But Pshia, the game's over. Why? Listen to how the Rambam presents this. Shekola Pesheya Maziku. We're not learning about Mitzvah anymore. We just switched to Bavakama. We're not learning contracts. We're learning torts. A Pesheya is a Mazik. I give you a car to watch and you leave it with the door open, the keys inside, running in the middle of the street and watch the night. That's a Pesheya. That's a Mazik. That's not just, you didn't do a good Shemira. You do Bista Mazik. There is no difference between someone who's mazik karka and someone who's mazik talin. The difference is in Hilchos Shmira, but since the Rambam just formulated this principle called Peshe Maziku, therefore it is lo nitan le'amer that there should be any p'tur for Pesheya. Listen to this Rambam. V'din emes huzeh. What I just told you is emes. Just in case you thought the Rambam must tell you the truth. V'din emes huzeh le'mevinim, for those who understand it. Some people don't understand it. But for those who understand Mamanus properly, will understand this is din emes. V'chein roi ladun. And the Rambam says, and that's how we should paskin. V'chein hori rabbeisai. And he says, his own rabbeim said a similar thing. And he gives you examples about a case of a person hands over a vineyard to somebody to watch. And then the person is pesheya. So it's considered like a mazik. And the Rambam says, this is right. And it's a yirali. And it's a din emes. He gives about four or five different personal sign-offs on this din. The Rambam is very, very strong. Shkol Peshev Maziku. Atkan Devei Rambam. So what does the Ravid have to say? Apparently the Ravid claims that, I'm not naving this, says the Ravid. I don't think it's true. Says the Ravid, Vei Peshev Mazik. So the Ravid says the underlying premise of the Rambam is wrong. That it's not true, Peshev is not a Mazik. And I'll bring a raya brura that a peshe is not a mazik, it's the ravid. What's the raya brura? Shimhoya kein, pshibu bar lama potter. The Gemara says above it, it's actually machleik. So we pass in halacha that when you have a case of bailim, bailavimoy, not only are you potter for insin, not only are you potter for geneva, you potter even for pshia. It's an unbelievable thing. I give you something to watch, and I happen to be working for you. It's an amazing thing. I ask you, please watch my car. Please watch my car. And at the same time, or before that, I become hired out to you. I'm not working for you as a valet car driver. I ask you to watch my car. I leave you my car in the driveway in Bergenfield. Leave you in the driveway in Bergenfield. And it happens to be that I'm going to China, and you happen to own an office in Hong Kong, and I'm gonna paint your door in your office in Hong Kong. So I'm working for you 10,000 miles away from where the car is. And what's the din? So you are completely potter at anything and everything that happens to that car. Even if what? even if you leave that car with the engine on, keys in the ignition, with the keyless, with the key fab, fob, flob, whatever the thing is called, you leave it in, no matter what, you're potter. Al zeh ne'amar b'Torah, im ba'alav ima lo yishalem. Go give a sermon about this on Shabbos morning. Explain to the Baal Batim why this is true. Go figure it out. Go plug in the 15 reasons that Rishonim give for why this din is true. Amati echba v'rechaikim v'meni. That's the din. So the Ravid says, Abba zoi that that's the din, that pshia b'baalim is potter. If the Rambam's right, that doesn't make any sense. Imagine the following. I ask you to please watch my car. Please be a shemachidim on my car. And 10,000 miles away, I'm painting the door in your Hong Kong office. And at the same time that I'm hired out to paint your door in the Hong Kong office, you come with a sledgehammer and you smash my car. Right? The guys before finals, we spoke about this many times, right? To get all their aggression, you smash my car. Oh, by Levima Le Shalem, what's the deal? Come on, lawyers, tell me, what do you think? We're crazy. You're out of your mind. Why are you out of your mind? You're mazik. Mazik l'chud and shibur l'chud. By Levima is not a Torah l'chud, mazik. If I smash up your car, I break your window, I break your arm, by Levima. It's a joke. That's a it's a miscarriage of justice. There is no such din of Baal Avimai. Baal Avimai is a p'tor in Prekha Mafkin and Prekha Shah. It's not a p'tor of a Kama. It's a p'tor of a Metzia. So Frek the Ravid, if the Rambam is right, that Kol HaPesheya has a din for Mazik, and that's the underlying reason why the Rambam says Pesheya b'karkas chayah, because that Pesheya is a Mazik. So then the corollary of that should be that Pesheya b'Baal should be chayah. Because if the Rambam's right, then Kol HaPesheya Mazik who? And that is just not true. That's not borne out by the facts. The Gemara says Beferish, in the end of Bavitzi, in the 8th parak, that's not true. There was one lone sheet that holds away. We don't pass it. We pass it. Pshiva Baal is Potter. So that din of Pshiva Baal being Potter undermines the entire sheet of the Rambam. That's the Ravid's Kash against the Rambam's Uraldi, against the Rambam's Kedroy Lodun, against the Rambam's Lamavinim, against the Rambam's Rebbeim. They're all wrong, says the Ravid, because the Parashif and Baal of Imo undermines the entire sheet of the Rambam, that equation of the Rambam. The Rambam equation Pesheya equals Mazik is just wrong. There is no such equation. Proof positive Baal of Imo was part of a Pesheya, and there is no Ptur of Mazik by Baalim Kayadua L'chol Meivin is Hadover. That's the Ravid's attack against the Rambam. How did the Rambam miss that? The Rambam knew that Pesheya Baalim is Potter. The Gemara says it. The Rambam himself quotes it. How can the Rambam tell us with a straight face, Kol HaPesheya Mazik, L'chol HaMavidim Dvarai? How can they say such this thing, that Kol HaPesheya is Mazik, if it's disproved by the din of Baal of Imai? And what's the answer they say? So the Shach in Chesh Mishpat offers what's traditionally presented in the yeshivas as the Bir HaDavar. This shach is elaborated upon by others, and Rabbi Baruch Ber has a lot to say about this, but the basic concept of Dvarim appears already in the shach, Chesh Mishpat. The shach presents the following. Says the shach, let's understand the Rambam a little bit more carefully. The Rambam says, Kol HaPesheya Maziku. Anyone who's negligent is called the Mazik. Let me ask you a question. I'm walking down the street, and I happen to see your car. The door's open, the key inside, engine's running on 184th and St. Nicholas. And I'm not in the lot. And I walk right by it. And Yadua, 3 minutes later, the car's gone. It was not an antagonistic statement about anything. It would be true in anywhere in the world. What was I just now? What terrible aver did I just do? So I was mevatel the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, because your object is getting, you're about to suffer hefsed mamon. Shavas Aveda doesn't just mean that there's a lost object. The Gemara says, let's say I see your field is getting overrun by floodwaters, and I have the ability to block the flood. The Gemara says, Aveda's karkas also. Even though, it's not that you didn't lose your land, it's not like you're looking around, gee, by golly, I can't find my piece of land. I must have dropped it somewhere. That's called the Rabbis of Avedis Karka. Any time my friend is, any person is suffering a potential Hefsid Mammon, that's the Shabbos. There's no question that I was a Batla Shabbos Avedin, I was violated Losuch Al Salem, and I'm not such a nice guy. Yadua. Now, after that car is stolen, you come and take me to a Din Torah and say, you were responsible for my car. You didn't do a Shabbos Avedin. You have to pay me. What's my answer? You're a sugar. What do I have to pay for? I didn't have Eira. You're right. And if I spoke Lashon Hara, I have to pay you also. And if I lost sister to Chichim Bavavach, I have to pay you. I didn't have Eira, but I'm the Chaver. What does that have to do with the Chiyum Mammon? If I picked up the Aveda and I'm holding on to it, and then I subsequently didn't wash it properly, then I'm Chayef to pay you out to Parshas what? Parshas Hashemrim, and that's what he's Rabban Rav Yosef, and Moshe Mechinim, Shemesach, that's all Sugin and Perek HaKoynes, the sixth parak of the Gama. But Kol's man, I didn't pick it up, I didn't become a Chalei Shem of a Shemer of Eid on it. Kol's man, I didn't make a Kenyan Hasbara, I didn't become a Shemer. I'm a bad guy. I'm not going to get Mafti Yoyne for it, but I'm not going to have to pay a penny either. So the guy turns around, he's a real Lamdan, the guy's car just got taken away. So he turns around, he's a real Lamdan, he remembers the Ramanuch HaSchiros, and he says, no, you have to pay me. You know why you have to pay me? Because you're a what? Because you're a Peshea. What does that have to do with anything? Peshea, call up Peshea, what does Ram say? Call Peshea, reka mazik. A Peshea is a mazik. Now, was I Peshea? Was I negligent in not doing something? Absolutely, I was very, very negligent. Would the Rambam say, call Peshea mazik? That's ridiculous. The Rambam never says anything, call Peshea mazik. Absurd. That would be mamish, mamish crazy. But the Rambam state, so what does the Rambam mean with that statement? Where does the Rambam make that statement? What, in Moran Huchim? Where does he make the statement? Hilchos where? In Hilchos Chirus, which is Hilchos, which is the subcategory of Hilchos Shomrim. Kolot Peshem Mazik means if you are a Shomer who is supposed to be watching and you are Peshaya, then the Halacha treats you not just as you were not diligent in your shmirah. Not only were you delinquent in what you're supposed to do, but the Torah hits you and calls you a mazik. My nafkamina, even in those couple of cases where you could have kind of swiggled out by saying, what's karka, it's a vod mishtar, so don't bother, don't come after me. Al zeh ne'ema b'Torah, or at least in Mishnah Torah, you're a li of the Rambam, that kol peshe mazik. But the only time kol peshe mazik, the Rambam never said every single peshe under the sun is a mazik. That's ridiculous. That would lead us to these absurd conclusions about paying for cars left in the middle of the street. The Rambam had gezogt that if and when you're chalan, you're shem shomer, then kol peshe maziku. That's bir adov in the Rambam's pashut. No, based on that you say, what does the shach say? No, what's the shach's answer to the Rambam now? The Rav is practicing Kashkins. The Rambam, how can you tell me a story that Peshev Bekak is Chayev? What happened to Peshev Bebailim? What's the answer, says the Shach? Says the Shach, Peshev Bebailim is Potter because you're not a Shomer. Because that's exactly what the Chiddush HaTorah is. That's Pocha Din Shmir. Das is Nishken Shmir Amur B'Torah. I, the two people, agree. The Torah trumps it. The Torah declares this is not a relationship of Shmirah. When it's Bayil Levim Elo Yishalim, it's not a Tanai, not a Ptur in Hilchos Shmirah, it's Afkof in the Yetzim Shmirah of Pesach. And once it's Afkof in the Yetzim Shmirah, then you cannot begin to discuss whether you're a Peshaya / Mazik, because you're not a Shomer. You're like the guy who walked past the car on 184th Street. He was Peshaya also, but he wasn't a Peshaya Mazik. You only get that wonderful title, you only elevate it to that title, you get that name on your head called Peshe Mazik if and when you have a Shem Shomer. But when it comes to Karka, when it comes to Avodim, when it comes to Shtaris, what's the nature of the Torah in those cases? What's the nature of the Torah? Those are Shem Shomerim with what? With the Ptur Tashlumin. It's the Ptur. So that's what the Rambam says. Kabbalistic. It's a Shem Shomer. With the Ptur, Aber, you have a Shem Shomer? Shem Shomer, guess what? Peshay equals Mazik. So that's the famous, famous terror to the Shach and Cheshem Mishpat to defend the Rambam from the critique of the Ravid. So it comes out that this Nekuda now, that the Osamech is claiming is the root of the Machlokes, the Rashis, and the Taizim, the Sakes, and the Taizim, is none other than the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. From the fact that the Ravid is disproving the Rambam at equating Shmir Bebailim to Karka, the Rebbe didn't see this chiluk. The Rebbe didn't realize this chiluk. You know why? Because the Rebbe looked at Bailavimai as also just a Ptor Bialma. So the Rebbe says, Bailavimai, which is the Ptor Bialma, and still the din is that you're Potter, Pipshia, Zetman Fendor, you're a crazy and is wrong. It's only the Rambam who developed this chiluk, who is mechadish this parsha that Bailavimo is afkof in the Esed Din Shmira. The Ravid who thought it was the same on par with Karka, and he's extrapolating from the din of, just as there's a p'tur of Bailavimo by Pshia, so too there should be a p'tur of Pshia by Karka. The Ravid seems to be assuming that they're both basically, fundamentally, dinei shamrim. So this issue that's presented by the Yosemech as the Suffolk and Taisim and the Rashi and Taisim throughout Shas is none other than the Kulis of Achleik is the Ramad the Rebbe. The Rebbe says this Chiluk of the Shach is so profound, so significant for us, that it impacts on other potential Pturim, so to speak, in Uchah Shmira. And this is an issue that's raised based on the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Dalal Ben Aleph on the Maamar Kermis. Gemara Baba Kama Tzadi Dalal Ben Aleph, the 8th of the Maamar Kermis. How Arnuka did Tzedakah the Asil of Pupadisa? There was a wallet of Tzedakah money, Tzedakah funds that had been collected that arrived in Pupadisa. It was supposed to be divided up to the Aniyim. Rav Yosef is the guy with Tzedakah. After the Rav Yosef got Al Gavra. So Rav Yosef took all the cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and it wasn't going to be distributed that second. It was some over the next couple of days, whatever it was. Rav Yontif, Rav Shabbos, so everything had divided up the money, and he gave it to somebody to watch. Toshaba. And the person who was supposed to watch it was not careful. He left the money sitting around, and lo and behold, Asu Ganvi Ganvua. Somebody stole the Pushka. That's pretty much what happened. Not the first time, not the last time. Somebody stole the tzedakah money of the shul. Somebody tried to steal some of my tzedakah money also a couple of years ago. It was much more sophisticated than just robbing the pushka. I gave a certain person a check for whatever it was. Let's say it was $180. So they just added a few more zeros. So they reproduced the check. They didn't just add. They made a new check, forging my signature with the exact same check for $18,000. So Baruch Hashem, the bank caught on to it. It looked funny. They alerted us. Canceled the check, they had to close down the account. They tried to do it again with a different check, and then I found out they had done it to other people, other tzedakah funds in town. I don't think they ever succeeded at the end of getting the money, but they tried multiple times to try to steal tzedakah money. Okay. Anyway, so not the first time, not the last time. So comes the Gemara and says, Chayvi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef made this person pay. Why? Because he was a Peshaya. And what was he? He was a Shami. Even if he's not getting paid, I don't know whether he was getting paid or not. I don't know. It doesn't say whether he was a paid employee of the tzedakah funds. But he was at least a Shemachinim. And Shemachinim has to pay for Peshia. Abli Abaye, Abaye asked him, V'atanya lishmov l'alachalek le'aniyim, shteik n'chumish lishmor. It says, V'kiyitain, ishireyeyu kesel, kelim lishmor. So the prerequisite for being a shomer is that it was given for the purpose of lishmor, to watch. The implication of that pasuk is that if I give somebody money, that the end goal is to divide that money to aniyim, that's somehow not called lishmor. So the question that Abai is questioning is, Rebbe Rav Yosef is, why you have to pay? Why are you making that person pay? He was very, very irresponsible, not a very nice guy. And you know, obviously in Shabayim it would be a nice thing for him to do for to reimburse all the aniyim that just got cheated. But at the end of the day, and the din Torah, you can't make him pay because lishmor b'chag aniyim. Amalei no. Aniyah de Pupadisa maketh kayetz lehu v'lishmoru. That Rav Yosef responded that the aniyim in Pupadisa was set aniyim. It means it wasn't like it was just a haphazard fund that, you know, I'm walking around collecting money and whichever person happens to walk in that day, I'm going to give a couple of pennies. So that's lishmor b'chag aniyim. Here, there was a list of aniyim. Every week I give this ani money for Tamcha Shabbos and this money for this guy money to buy his clothing and this one to pay his tuition. There are 25 aniyim. And we know exactly who's getting what. That's called Bekes Kayetz. So that's, it's as if it's the moment aniyim. It's as if the aniyim are asking you to hold their money for them for a short amount of time. So that's called Lishmor Mamish. That's Chalik Laniyim. It's Chalik Mamish Laniyim. That's moment aniyim. So that was the response of Rav Yosef to Abaye, and then we just conclude by saying Hanalach Hachaydel. That happens at the end of the parak. So we put it on the bar line for good luck.
Why wouldn't he have been Chayav if it would have been
There's a reason why we're learning this. There comes Taisus of Masechet Shavuos. I don't think I put it on the Mamre Kaimis. Did I put on Taisus of Shavuos? I don't think so. Comes Taisus of Masechet Shavuos and actually raises the question that the Rambam and the Ravid are fighting about in Hilchos Chirus. And Taisus says, what would the din be if a person is shor mekarka and he's Pesheya? Would it be Chayav or not? And Taisa is not sure, back and forth, and Taisa is not going to bring you a raya. What's the raya? A raya from this Gemara. Says Taisa, you see from this Gemara that the Pture Shomrim, a potter even when? Even if it's a what? Even if it's a Pshia. Because what was the Abaye's kasha, Rav Yosef? At the end of the Abaye wasn't right, because at the end of the Abaye didn't know the intricacies of the Tzedakah fund. It wasn't his fault. He didn't understand how this discretionary fund was working. But according to when Rav Yosef explained to him that this was not just Tam a rabbi's discretionary fund, this was aniyim ktutzim, this was a set amount, this was mamish dollars and cents of particular aniyim. So in the end of the day, Rav Yosef's pshat was correct that the Shema had to pay, because this was not l'chalak l'aniyim. But in the world view of the mistaken application of Abaye, Abaye's misunderstanding of the case, but Abaye had the clarity of the halacha, he just didn't understand the facts of the case, that's okay. Within the worldview of Abaye, that this was just a regular, plain and simple discretionary fund, just on l'chalik, whenever the rabbi wants to. So Abaye says, why yichayev? Lishma l'chak l'aniyim. But there was what? What was it? It was a pshia. Posha, statement about posha. And zemen fanda afa pichayev, even though it was a pshia, Abaye was still willing to grant it the ptur of lishma l'chak l'aniyim. So Tais says, zemen fanda, what do you see from here? That Pture Shmira, a potter, even when there's a Pshia, i.e., whose equation is wrong? The Rambam's equation is wrong. That Pshia is not a Mazik. If the Rambam's right, Pshia is a Mazik, and therefore Pshia and Karak of Unmishtaras is Chayav, then Pshia by Mamun Shalanim should also be Chayav. That's Taisa's Rai against the Rambam. So you're going to tell what the Shach does. What is the Shach?
See, for me, you can say that the argument is different. The argument is.
The
Abaye is saying there's no
Tovea. Wait. We're getting there. Not yet, but we're getting there. So comes the Shach and says, based on what I just said, says the Shach, based on the way I deflected the Ravid's cash of Shmira Bailam, I can pull off an identical deflection here also. What does the Shach mean? Shach saying that, what's the nature of the Ptur of Lishma L'chalak L'aniyim? Teiret Kizav. So the Torah about Pei Rebbe Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lishmor laAfuke laMiyute laPtura laChalak LeNiyim. Yeshalach Kor. What's the nature of this tour of laChalak LeNiyim? Is laChalak LeNiyim a what? Come on, it's the same chakir everywhere. Is it a pakad din shmira, or is it a tour b'dinei shmira? So says the Shach. What must it be according to the Rambam? It must be a what? Hafka in Dinei Shmira, and that's why even a Pesheya would be Potter. Because let's not forget that the Shach that I just told you 5 minutes before, the Med the Rambam says you really Pesheya is a Mazik. That's only true Kozman, you're wearing the hat of a Shemir. But if you don't have the name Shemir on you, so then even the Rambam we can see that's like the Bosch of the guy on 184th Street with the car and the keys in the ignition. So basically, we have three different quote unquote Pturim in the parish of Shmira. We have Karka. We have Bailim, we have L'chalak L'aniyim, but they're not all the same, says the Shach. It's only by Karka, where the Rambam says, you still have a Shem Shomer. When it comes to Bailov, Ein Shem Shomer, therefore Shmira Bailim, therefore Pshir Bailim is Potter, but L'chalak L'aniyim, Ein Shem Shomer as well. So which of these is not like the other? Only by Karka did the Rambam say what he said. So the same way that the Ravid attacked the Rambam for Shmira B'Mailim, Taisus is in effect in Shavuos. Taisus didn't quote the Rambam, because may have lived before the Rambam, this Taisus, but Taisus overlapped with the Rambam. So the Taisus was in effect rejecting the Rambam Shita from this Kashim of Akam L'Chalak L'Aniyim. The same way the Shach defended the Rambam against the Ravid critique, the Shach turns around the next line and defends the Rambam against Taisus in effect critique. Now, L'Chora, one doesn't really even need the shach for this. We always love the shach and we want the shach, but we don't really, really need the shach for this teretz to deflect this raya. There's almost an easier way out. What's an easier way out? What's almost an easier way out? Who comes with an easier way out? I don't even have to say this razzle dazzle, fancy schmancy shtickle Torah, that lechalik laniyim is not a shame shoimer, and therefore it's on par with pshir b'baylim. I don't even need that. I can give you a much straighter, simpler beer as to why lechalik laniyim is potter. What's the answer by saying? There's no what? There's no tiveya. It's mamon shalat. Mamon shalat no tivin. That's the reason why it's potter. So if that's the reason why it's potter, ma'ech patli, whether it was a geneva, an aveda, an einis, or a what? Or a pshir. Who's going to take me to the dentire? Who in the world is going to take me to a dentire? So the whole tour of Lishul Chaklaniyim is legamri a different parasha. It's a third category. So Karka is a shame shamer with a ptua prati. Bailam is nishken shame shamer. L'chaklaniyim, it's a shamer. And you fundamentally yechayev, but there's no teveya. It's a mamon shel teivin. So go take me to the dinter. Who? It's me against two, against charity. Who's going to take me to the dinter? There's no other teveya. There's no teveya. There's no dinter. So if that's correct, so then the question doesn't even get off the ground. Now, what in the sugya leads us to believe that that probably is correct? That the nature of this tour of L'chag L'Niyim is really, really lies in the fact that it's a moment shen of Tevin. What lunach in the sugi itself that seems to almost point us in that direction? Make it kayetz. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef told Abai, everything changes, let's make it kayetz. Why does everything change? At the end of the day, the money is going to be distributed. So why isn't that called L'chag L'Niyim? If the Rav Yosef told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lishvav L'chag L'Niyim, how do you know what's called this l'chalik and what's not called? At the end of the day, it's l'chalik l'aniyim. Man nefkemina, whether it's theoretically any ani in the world who comes, or there are 20 families on the Tavcha Shabbos list. What's the difference? So the answer is, if you learn that the bir adover in the tour of this l'chalik l'aniyim is licked in Hilchas Vat, in Hilchas Mamash and Tevin, so Rav Yosef told the Baye, hey, wait a second. If it's Nekitz Kayit, there are Tevim. Who are the Tevim? These aniyim. So the chayyim, the whole din itself is pointing in this direction that you don't even really need the shach shtikl Torah. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. So I think I put the Mishnah Melech in the Ma'amikam. The Mishnah Melech says that's tacha the emes answer. That you don't even really need the shach mahalach. The shach mahalach may be right, and maybe it's necessary to deflect the raiv it's kasher from Shmuel, but for the purposes of the sugi of Lishvul Chaklanim, it probably is not necessary. Rabbi said there's still a loose thread in this beer. Was so convinced on the Shabbat doubt that Lishvul Chaklanim is a din in Mamon Shel HaTeivin? Really? What's the problem, by saying?
I was thinking different from Poet, but it's the same thing. But a person gave, someone gave the money.
But that guy's gone. He donated the money to himself. He's finished. He made his Mishabach, he gave the money. He got his covered, got his plaque and shul, and he's good. The honor him at the dinner, he's very happy. What's the problem with saying that this din of Lishvul Chaklanim is rooted in Hilchas Mamon Shel HaTeivin? Ma baya?
The word that the pasuk lends it out from is Lishmo.
Okay, Lishmo Lishvul Chaklanim. So the nature of the Torah of the Chaklanim is such.
Why do we quote a pasuk of Shmir?
Why do you quote a pasuk? Why do you ask me the kasha? Leave out what you just said at the end. Why do you quote a what?
Pasuk.
And that should be a question. What's his question? What's Eli's Gavalka Kasha? The din of Mamon Shel HaTeivin. This is not the first time in Shas we find it. Mamon Shel HaTeivin. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Chulin, let's say I have Reishis Hagedz, right? I sheared my sheep and I got this wool that's supposed to go to the Kayed and I go ahead and I mazik it. I burn it. Throw it into the fire. Everyone wants to do Reishis Hagedz. You go back there to Nisan time, they're doing the Reishis Hagedz. How do I know that? Because when I went to do Peretz, Oilus, Shichu, etc., all those mitzvahs, Akerim, in the end of Chodesh Av, so the guy told me, if you come back in Chodesh Nisan, so he'll take me to Reishis Hagedz also. So So I have this gez that's supposed to go to the kohen, and I went and I burnt it. So what's it in? So the Gemara says I'm potter. Why? You know what the Gemara says in Chulin? You know why? The Mamash Yadon Toivin. Who's going to take the din Torah? The kohen's going to take it. And I'm going to say, I got to give it to another kohen. That kohen, I'll take it to a different kohen. There's no kohen, right? No kohen has a tine on me. No kohen has a tree on me. It's Mamash Yadon Toivin. Do I need a pasuk to teach Mamash Yadon Toivin? Any lawyer knows. If there's no other party, there's no case. Am I correct? If there's no party, there's no case. Mamash Yadon Toivin is svar pshut abiyot to ABCs of din Torah. If there's no bal did, be bal dvar migash alem, you can't have din Torah against the wall. So what's the kasha, but I say? If we're so smart that the din of Lishul Chagadim is basically just a subcategory of Mamash Yadon Toivin, so what are you pasuk for? What does the Bryce have to dash from a pasuk? The Bryce should have said simply, it's Mamash Yadon Toivin, Gemanu. So that seems to throw a monkey wrench at this beer of the Mishnah Melech. The Rishon already, the Meiri already said that's Mamash Yadon Toivin. What is Mamash Yadon Toivin? If it's really truly Mamash Yadon Toivin, what are you pasuk for? So it sounds like the Shach's Teretz is back in business. We quoted the Shach. Again, we're not losing any sleep over this because we already have the Shach's Teretz in the back in our back pocket. But we're looking for a better Teretz. So we were so excited with the better Teretz. The better Teretz is not such a good Teretz. Nope. So comes the Mishnah Melech and says, there are two potential Bali Din here. Two people could take with Din Torah. Not the guy who got honored at the Shul dinner. He's out of the picture. He's happy. He went on vacation. He gave his donation ready. He took his tax deduction ready. He's good to go. They're sizing him up for next year's Chanukah and get dinner ready. There are two potential other parties who could take me to Din Torah. Who are they? One is the Aniyim themselves. And that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Rishonim say. Sorry. Ein lo Toivin. What Aniyim is going to take me to, unless you make a Tzkaitse. But if you're not make a Tzkaitse, so what? The Mishuloch who comes, who's going to come next Sunday, is going to take me to Din Torah? Make a Tzkaitse. Who is he? But maybe, Rav Yosef's going to take me to the Torah. Because Rav Yosef was the who? Who was Rav Yosef? He was the Mafkid. Now, what's the problem?
He was the
Shofet here. Yeah, okay. Those are technical details. Because you're a lawyer, you get worried about conflict of interest. I'm not interested. Okay? All right? We'll get around. We'll get around those problems. In theory, Rav Yosef is the Mafkid. And in Syria, Rav Yosef would have a leg to stand on. Maybe Ken Lenny, he's going to take me to Din Torah. Maybe. And I wouldn't have laughed this Din Torah off so fast and said, Mamash Yadon Toivin. Maybe Rav Yosef is a valid Tevea. Kamash Malon, Lishmo, Velchak Lanim. Now it's glass as anything. Who is the Gzeres HaKosov talking to? The Gzeres HaKosov is not necessary to tell me that the Aniyim can't take me to the Torah. I don't need a Gzeres HaKosov for that. That's the Mamash Yadon Toivin Mamish. The Gzeres HaKosov is addressing that Ken Zayin Rav Yosef, who was the Mafkid, could take me to the Torah. And Al Zen Ne'amar, no. Because Rav Yosef never really gave it to me to watch. What did Rav Yosef? It was really given why. Rav Yosef doesn't want to be watched. He really wants to L'chalak L'Aniyim. It's not even nearly his money. So he's not a Mafkid Shomer relationship. The Lu Leid Gzeres HaKosov, I would argue that Rav Yosef and the Shomer have entered into a Mafkid Shomer relationship. Kamash Milan, this is not a Mafkid Shomer relationship, and therefore Rav Yosef is Chozer to what Klal? Rav Yosef is also a who? Is also a what? He's a Ein Lo what? He's not a Tamer. The Chiddush of Lishrul Chasadib is saying, not only are the Aniyim not Tevim, that's without a Pasuk, that's common sense. Anybody who runs a Din Torah knows that the Aniyim are not Toivim unless they make its kayats. The Havamina would have been that Rav Yosef Gufa was the Teveya, Kamash Malan, Lelchak Laniyim, that even Rav Yosef is Nishkin Teveya. So when all the dust settles, what's the tour of the Shomer here? Why is he Potter? He's Potter because it's Ein Lo Toivim. Some of the Ein Lo Toivim we figured out based on our own logic. That's Klapei the Aniyim. And the fact that he's Ein Lo Toivim Klapei Rav Yosef, we needed a Pasuk just to boost that up, just to get it over that hurdle. But when all the dust settles, says the Mishnah Melech, at the end of the day, the nature of the Ptur is loud and clear. It's Mamash Yadon Toivin. Oba Zoi, that the nature of the Ptur is Mamash Yadon Toivin. That's what makes Kites changes everything, because now the Aniyim are Toivin. Once you tell me that the nature of the Ptur is Mamash Yadon Toivin, so then I understand why the Ptur exists, even in what case? Even in what scenario? Even in Peshaya. Even though the Rambam's right, Peshaya is Mazik, Neshkoch. But if there's no Teveh for a Mazik, there's light, they're not going to be. If no one's tevet, there's no hezek, then there's no din tayr either. So at the end of the day, our teretz to deflect Tyson Shavuos's ra against the Rambam is intact. So we have two very good ways to get out of the kasha from the Gemara and Bava Kamma of Tzadi Dalan. Either through conventional wisdom of the Shach, to say, this is just another example of the same old story that we're familiar with. It's a Shem Shoyim, not a Shem Shoyim, the old ABC chilik between the two cases. The Eidi Shloim, in this case, is even easier to deflect in the Raivin, because this case, the nature of the Ptur is legavri different. It's a Ptur ben Notoivin, which we had to just touch up a little bit surgically, a little work on it, but since it's heart and soul, the essence of the Ptur is the Ptur ben Notoivin, therefore it obviously applies to Bashay as well. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, the Yosemech's pshat is still a viable pshat in our sugya, and it is most probably a machlekes Rambam and the Ravid. Tosfos and Shavuos is way good on this topic. The Gemara is in Bava Kamma Tzadi Dalan may or may not even be relevant to this discussion, but the Yosemech does have a third possible beer as to what the machlekes of Rishonim was. So again, we're just learning Bava Kamma. We read Rashi. Everyone read Rashi in Bava Kamma Tzadi Dalan days, right? All Rashi said was, by the way, every Ganavan and Goslin is all covered by Shomer Chinam and Shoel. So Rashi says, oh, no, not really Shoel. Shoel's not really true. There is no Torah Tanis Ganav. And who read that Rashi? Who realized that Rashi is a gold mine? The Tosfos disagrees. Maybe disagrees. I'm not sure disagrees. We've quickly got multiple types of them. And we have three Pshatim and Gedali Acharainim. One from Tzai, two from the Yosemeach, which opened up our eyes about many, many things just Pshat and Rashi. Again, so when you read this simple Rashi, Everyone realized it's all looked in this Rashi. Just have to look a little bit. Okay. Hopefully, everybody said we didn't finish Mamash Mamash the Sugya, but we're going to move on to the Ma'aseh tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll meet to the next Sugya, because we have one more Sugya to do before the final, before Chazara starts. Hopefully, we'll meet tomorrow. We're going to start on the Pehem and Aleph. The Sugya is back from Adam Zoman stuff, but Adam Zoman, Mishalman, Rehmishalman, Fiatman, a whole other dimension of the Pehem and Aleph. Okay.